The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good evening. And I thought we would do tonight a little different than we usually do. And perhaps as a preface, in order to encourage you to stay, is to say that a spiritual path that has no risk is not worth its salt. A spiritual path that doesn't make you uncomfortable sometimes is not worth your time. So if today, this evening, you get a little bit uncomfortable or feel it's risky, stay. It's not going to be so bad. So first thing I'm going to do that's different is I'm going to test you. And I'm going to read a passage, and I'd like you to, about an emotion. And I'd like you to guess, everyone but Rob. guess what emotion this passage is talking about. And this is a continuation, in a sense, of the series of talks I've been giving Monday nights on emotions. So, whilst many emotions and personality traits are important to well-being, there is evidence that this particular emotion may be uniquely important. First, a longitudinal study showed that people who have more of this quality, this emotion, coped better with a life transition. Specifically, people who had more of this before the transition were less stressed, less depressed, and more satisfied with their relationships 3 months later. Second, two recent studies have suggested that this emotion may have a unique relationship with well-being and can explain aspects of well-being that other personality traits cannot. Both studies showed that this quality, this emotion, was able to explain more well-being than, I don't understand this, but than the big five and 30 of the most commonly studied personality traits. I don't know what the big five is, but the 30 most commonly studied personality traits. So what is this emotion?
Gratitude. Joy.
Equanimity, joy, gratitude, compassion,
acceptance,
forgiveness,
humor.
What?
Compassion.
Happiness. Empathy. We're willing. We're all willing to participate in this. Willingness could be one. Optimism. I can't hear.
Peace.
Love.
Another vote for gratitude.
So two votes for gratitude. So we'll say then that gratitude wins. And it is gratitude, is the word. And I'll read a different paragraph that I didn't read from the same article. A large body of recent work has suggested that people who are more grateful have higher levels of well-being. Grateful people are happier, less depressed, less stressed, and more satisfied with their lives and social relationships. Grateful people also have higher levels of control of their environments, personal growth, purpose in life, and self-acceptance. Grateful people have more positive ways of coping with the difficulties they experience in life, being more likely to seek support from other people, reinterpreted and grow from the experience, and spend more time planning how to deal with a problem. Grateful people also have less negative coping strategies, being less likely to try and avoid the problem, deny there is a problem, blame themselves, or cope through substance use. Grateful people sleep better, and this seems to become This seems to be because they think less negative and more positive thoughts just before going to sleep. That's quite impressive. That's from the great authority in all matters, Wikipedia. But this particular passage was had extensive footnotes, and the footnotes looked like they were very serious journals studies. So some people think that gratitude is important, and in fact, I think many religious traditions put emphasis on the importance of gratitude. Certainly, the Buddha talked about its importance. He said that anybody, a virtuous person, or a good person, is someone who will feel grateful. And, you know, what is gratitude? I've been thinking about it for the last couple of days. And I think that, certainly if you look in the dictionary, gratitude is closely connected to appreciation. There's some appreciation of something, and that somehow overlaps or translates into a kind of thankfulness or expression, acknowledging that appreciation, letting something or someone know that you appreciate something that has happened, some sense of well-being, some sense of pleasure or joy, some sense of safety. Maybe it's been, you know, someone protected you from some dire consequence, so you're grateful for not getting into trouble. Gratitude is, a very beautiful emotion or quality, but it's different than a lot of other emotions. Let's say it this way. I think of gratitude as being, this is poor use of words perhaps, but I think of it as kind of a secondary emotion or a overview emotion, because it's secondary because something else has to happen first. And because of this first thing that happens, we feel grateful. So something happens where we feel some pleasure, often, or appreciation is a kind of pleasure. We appreciate something, and then we recognize that appreciation, and from that appreciation comes a thankfulness, comes a feeling of gratitude. So it comes from the ability to step back and have an overview of the situation. If we're caught up in the pleasure of the appreciation, for example, someone does something nice to you and you feel some nice feeling, and if you're kind of caught up in it and that this is great, what a great person I am, I'll have more of this pleasure, and you're kind of lost in that world of that pleasure, the appreciation, then maybe there's no gratitude. But if we can somehow step back or have an overview of the situation enough to recognize in ourselves, oh, here there's some benefit, here there's some well-being, then one response that people can have is gratitude. And so I think of it as kind of requires kind of a secondary step or an overview. And there's a variety of things that allow us to have this overview. One is that is the intensity of the experience we had. If it's really big what happened, then it's hard not to feel grateful. But the other thing that's really supportive of it is I believe, especially in the ordinary circumstances of life, is not being caught up in our thoughts and what's going on in the world, not being caught up, because if we're caught up, there's no room for this overview, the sense of it, this the appreciation of our appreciation, the joy in the joy, which is part of what gratitude can be. And so, for example, some of the things that can destroy gratitude is and kind of or you know is incompatible with it often. Is regret and anxiety. If we're dreading what's going to happen, it's hard to appreciate what is happening. So this ability to not be preoccupied then also helps us to be present here. And more often than not, I think gratitude and this ability to have an overview and this idea to have gratitude requires some ability to be really present. Again, if it's the big things in life, someone goes to the trouble of paying your way through college, you know, maybe then it's kind of obvious that you should, you know, you feel grateful. What about the ordinary things, everyday kind of things? What allows us to go through life having an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of appreciation as we go through our life? So that's my introduction. And now we come to the riskier part. So if you think about your life, your life story, what's happened to you in your life, is there maybe some person you can think about who was really significant for turning your life in a new direction, an important direction, really made a big difference in your life, for whom you feel grateful? Is there such a person? The risky part now is I'd like you to turn around and form little groups of three. Yeah, no. I warn you. Spiritual life is risky, uncomfortable, and you chose to come. So you don't have to do this. You can sit quietly if you'd wish. It's not obligatory. And I say that importantly because not only is gratitude cannot be obligatory. And I think, from my understanding of Buddhism and Buddhist practice holds no obligations for us. So I don't want to obligate any of you. So you can sit and be uncomfortable silently. No, you can't eavesdrop. If you're not going to participate, then I don't think that's so good. So the instruction is turn to have three, form little groups of three, and then one of you be the timekeeper. So, and each person's going to talk for 3 minutes about their feeling of gratitude, how the impact of that gratitude they had on themselves, why they felt gratitude, what gratitude felt like in relationship to this person. Talk about that gratitude you feel for that person. Does that make sense? And if it doesn't make too much sense, that's okay, because it's just kind of a very open question for you to kind of see what comes out. And also, there's a lot of people who are going to be talking. So if you could do what you can to not talk too loud, it helps, I think. I felt a little bit apologetic that you came here to meditate and be quiet, and you did all this work of sitting for quietly for 45 minutes, and then, you know, it got louder and louder, so it's a little bit jarring, perhaps. And I'd like to hear a little bit from a few of you what that was like. It could be anything you want to say about doing that little discussion, that reflection. But in particular, I'm interested in how reflecting on what some gratitude you felt for some person, how did that change you? How did you change your mood or your state or your kind of way of being here and now, the fact that you spent this little time exploring this? So you can pass the mic back there and behind you first, then you can.
Do I just talking to? Oh, I do. Yeah. Yeah. When I feel gracious, I feel very grounded, and I have a tendency to kind of spin and get all tense. And so, when I feel gratitude, it grounds me, and I feel like I'm part of the bigger whole, and that I may be a ripple in water, but I'm part of the water. Mm-hmm. And so it's very grounding for me.
So even this exercise gratitude was grounding then. This discussion was grounding.
It was awesome.
Great.
Thanks.
Thank you. So.
I loved the opportunity, first of all, to just talk to other people here. So thank you very much for that. And we all talked about how much we loved that. But I had a very angst-ridden day, and hearing other people talk about people and things in their lives that were so important and life-changing for them, and then speaking about my own two people, really just sat me down. And the meditation tonight was, I was like trying to herd cats. I mean, my mind was everywhere. This is what allowed me to kind of take the deep breath, even more so than 45 minutes of sitting. So thank you very much. It was great.
Thank you. No, go ahead, up there.
I really appreciated the opportunity, as you said, to talk to other people here instead of just coming, meditating, and leaving. And I had a lot of grief when I came here, and just listening and hearing about gratitude, I just feel like I'm buzzing with a lot more love in my heart. It feels really good.
Great, thank you. So please.
I was going to say about the same thing. I was feeling okay when I walked in, and at the moment I just want to sit and grin at everybody. It's just like, wow, this is so cool.
Thank you.
My heart feels very full right now. Like, I could almost cry with gratitude at how realize how such small actions everywhere, not just for the people in my life, but it's clear how we all just affect each other.
Great, thank you.
If I may, I want to speak for the three of us.
A little bit closer.
It was really interesting how we had so much in common, and our take on gratitude was a little different than yours. It seems like for the three of us, gratitude arose out of experiencing difficulties with people, and how that experience actually helped transform us. And so the gratitude came from that transformation. Mm.
The opportunity the difficult person gave you to work through something.
Right. And then in turn, for me, it actually has helped me act differently with these people. Mm-hmm. And that's transformed the relationship. So it's kind of this never-ending cycle.
Great, thank you. Did you ever go back? Did you ever go back to them and thank them?
I think it'd be a little awkward.
I can imagine. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I actually have thanked my father for, you know, some pretty horrific abuse. And I say, you know, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have had to, you know, I've had to overcome so much, and it's created this profound spiritual experience. And I'm just so grateful for that. If I hadn't had it, you know, it's like, well, who's going to come and seek, you know, this? You know, your people are not going to do it. And so I'm really grateful because, you know, because the suffering has been so horrific and my motivation is off the scale and I'm just like so happy. And the other thing is, you know, it's like there's times when I feel like crying with gratitude because I love the Dharma so much. And I'm, you know, and I, these free books and I keep reading this stuff and I'm... And, you know, these books are so transforming. And reading, you know, I can't pronounce his name. Thea. Bhikkhu, or whatever. Yeah, all these abbots and these monks are writing these books. And, I'm, you know, it's just, wow. It's really, 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 really powerful, really profound. And I'm just really, really grateful, very grateful for all my suffering.
Great. Thank you. So someone back.
Yeah. So when you started talking about gratitude, and I was listening to that, and I was thinking, oh yeah, I totally get that, you know, how it can bring so much happiness. And then you started thinking about, well, think about it in your own life, and who have you been grateful toward, and I started kind of going through this list of people who I like sort of retroactively felt gratitude toward, and then I was thinking like, did I ever really actually express that gratitude very well to those people? And so the exercise for me, I mean, it was great talking with, you know, some other people at the center and everything, but it was also a really interesting opportunity to sort of recognize that there are chances as we go through life to practice gratitude, and that, you know, that I could do that a lot more, and that'd be nice, you know, not just for me, but for other people. And so I'm grateful that I had that opportunity tonight to think about that more.
Thank you. That was great. It's nice to hear all that. And I didn't know what the effect would be when I thought of asking you to break up and talk about this. It was risky for me, too. So you might, as you think about more about gratitude, and I hope you think about it this week, think about ways things you're grateful for, people you're grateful for, and also the nature of gratitude, what it means for you and the different shapes and forms it takes. But one of the things I'd like to suggest that you include in your reflection is the role of simplicity in helping us be grateful. If gratitude is an important value and really helps us in our life in important ways, and if simplicity supports gratitude, how can we cultivate more simplicity? What's the role of simplicity in gratitude? So one of the things I'm thinking about is that I have a suspicion that the more complex our technological consumer society becomes, the more clear it is that there's a lot of people who make our life possible. You know, back when we were hunter and gatherers, we were just the local people in our tribe, and you know that then we went out and hunted. And but now, you know, like who hunts and gathers the food anymore? You know, probably not many of you. And in this complex, over-consumptive society, I think people are less grateful for how much supports their lives than they are when people are when they're living on the farm or living in the woods or living in some kind of place in nature where it's kind of clear that connection. It's so awesome that we have telephone service. And if we call the telephone company and say we need a new telephone line, and they say, well, we can't come for 3 days, that's like pretty outrageous. How could they? You know, in many places in the world, that's like record speed. That's amazing. 3 days. Like, wow, I'm so grateful they can do it. But here it's 3 days. And, you know, they're going to close the Bay Bridge in a few days, right? Or how could they do it? Don't they realize that? Are we grateful for the people who build our roads and make it possible to get around? And, you know, there's so much that supports the kind of life we live. And why is it that there seems to be, if I'm accurate, this theory I have, why might there be this kind of correlation between the increasing way in which we are supported in this complicated life we live, and then less gratitude that life seems to elicit? Why that connection? And what's the role of simplicity in helping us be grateful? So then I'll end with a story. Once upon a time, there was a young man who wanted to go to the monastery to be a monk, but he couldn't because his sister and her husband had died and left two children, and he was then raising the kids, and his elderly parents needed a lot of support. He needed to work, support them all, and busy life, full life, doing caring for it all. He couldn't leave it all and go and be a monk. But he went to the monastery and talked to the abbess about this. Said to her, you know, I can't, my heart really wants to become a monk and follow the spiritual life, but I can't do it, given my life, what's happened to me, caring for these people. What can I do that's second best. And the abbot said, oh, if you can't come to the monastery, what's second best is to be grateful. So if some of you can't make it to the monastery, maybe you can cultivate more gratitude. So, thank you.